Now, the developer of the Jackdaw North Sea gas field says it could be ready to supply homes and businesses by the winter if the UK government lifts its ban on new drilling projects. Adura's chief executive, Neil McCullough, has suggested that the UK's reliance on foreign energy imports could be reduced from as soon as October. Well, Professor Paul Deleuze is director of the Energy Transition Institute at Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen. Evening, Paul. Thank you for being with us. What do you make of Neil McCullough's comments?
Good evening. Yeah, I think it's a very valid comment because at the moment it's the energy crisis and a particular shortage of products around the world. Having your own resources on your doorstep is really valuable. And this field has been developed for years. It is absolutely ready to go with the appropriate approvals. And when it comes on stream this winter, it could provide a full flow around 6% of the UK demand. So it's a very material contribution. So yeah, this is, I think, is a real example. There's an energy crisis. There is a part solution here, and it's for government to kind of look at an action.
Well, yeah, but that was my next question. What is the current status of the Jackdaw project? The UK, it's sitting on UK government ministers' desks at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, so absolutely. There's a whole, of course, for the right reasons, it needs to make sure it goes to the proper approval channels. There are still some challenges outstanding on some of the environmental queries. In my view, they can be addressed relatively quickly. So again, given the national emergency, not just in the UK, but across the world, this is a fundamental part of our energy security and getting gas to customers this winter. So I think real priority to get it done. And of course, if it doesn't happen, the gas has to come from somewhere. So of course, the alternative is not easy, and particularly in the current market where gas is becoming increasingly a rare commodity.
But the UK government has sent us a statement. It says that our priority is to deliver a fair, orderly and prosperous transition in the North Sea in line with our climate and legal obligations. Does that necessarily sound like they're going to allow Jackdaw to go ahead? It was given the go-ahead once before, but it was contested in court, wasn't it? Paul, are you still with us? Hello, Paul, can you hear us? Hello, I think the line has been crossed there. Paul, are you still there? I can hear you.
Yes,
now.
I don't know what happened there. Apologies.
I was reading out the UK government's statement that it basically says that they want to deliver a fair, orderly and prosperous transition in the North Sea in line with climate and legal obligations. This field has been given the go-ahead once before, but it was contested in court. What does the UK government now have to consider?
So there's already been quite a bit of progress being made on the environmental element, particularly about the impact of the emissions are when we consume the product. That has been addressed. There's still a few outstanding issues, but again, in a world where we need gas, there's an emergency. These things should be able to be addressed in a very short period of time. So I think it is absolutely critical to make a decision on it, because if we can't make a decision on it and we still need the gas, we have to start buying gas on the international markets. This is, again, potentially 6% of the demand in the country, so it is not an immaterial amount of gas. So I think it is really critical that there is a focus on getting this field over the line and get it approved and get it on stream by the end of the year.
Can the government give the go-ahead for this with the approval only if the gas comes into our market, or does the gas from this automatically go into an international market? So it wouldn't be any cheaper for us anyway, would it?
Yeah, so it's not a price issue, but it's a volume issue. So if you see where it's all plumped in, so literally you follow the pipelines from the reservoir to the new platform all the way in, it's absolutely kind of going straight into the UK grid. So it is absolutely sort of supporting the market. So it is really important to recognise that there is still gas out there, still oil out there, which can actually benefit the UK market. And this is a classic example where we can make a real difference. Of course, the price is set by the international market, so it's not a price issue, it's a volume issue and a security of supply question here.
Paul, I'm glad we managed to get you back on the line. Professor Paul Deleuze there from Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen. Now,